This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki says government is focused on implementing good governance and successful conduction of elections. Asian Development Bank approves $100 million aid for Nepal's financial reforms. Commission probing Zenzi incidents request 1 month extension to Prime Minister. And EU Parliament votes to ban Russian gas imports by 2027 over Ukraine war. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has said the government is presently focused on implementing its two prime agendas, the establishment of good governance and the successful conduction of elections. Addressing the 107th establishment day of Lalitpur Metropolitan City yesterday, the Prime Minister said the government is working round the clock with intensive preparations to conduct the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March 2026 in the aftermath of the special situation that developed following the Gen Z movement of the 8th and 9th of September. Stressing that no anarchic activities should find space in the society, the Prime Minister said the security administration is competent and active in combating those who jeopardize peace and security and engage in criminal offences. On the occasion, Mayor of Lalitpur Metropolitan City, Chiri Babu Maharajan, sought support from Gen Z groups to make the election successful. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sushila Karki has emphasized the need to make the United Nations system more effective in order to address new challenges such as climate change and global tensions. Speaking on the occasion of the UN's 70-year milestone, she said the anniversary was a moment to reflect on the shared journey and further strengthen relations in the years ahead. She described Nepal as a proud and active member of the UN and said the organization remains the most effective platform for dialogue and cooperation among countries. Prime Minister Karki also expressed appreciation for the United Nations' long-standing support to Nepal, saying the UN has played an important role in improving the lives of Nepali people. The Prime Minister recalled that Nepal joined the United Nations on 14 December 1955 and has consistently followed the principles of the UN Charter. Highlighting that Nepal is the world's largest contributor of the troops to UN peace support operations, Prime Minister Karki reaffirmed Nepal's readiness to provide further support if needed. Likewise, on a separate occasion, Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Chen Song paid a farewell call on Prime Minister Sushila Karki in Singha Darbar yesterday. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, during the meeting, matters related to various dimensions of Nepal-China relations as well of bilateral interest were discussed. Stating that China has been providing support to every aspect of Nepal's development endeavor as a very close friend, the Chinese ambassador said support would be continued in future. Ambassador Song is returning home after completing his term. The Asian Development Bank has agreed to provide Nepal with $100 million in concessional loan assistance to support the implementation of fiscal federalism and strengthen public finance management. The loan will be provided under Subprogram 2 of ADB's Strengthening Public Financial Management and Devolved Service Delivery Program and will be extended as a budgetary support. An agreement to this effect was signed yesterday at the Ministry of Finance by Finance Secretary Dr. Ghanashyam Upadhyaya and ADB Country Director for Nepal Arnold Koshwa. The office bearers of the High-Level Judicial Inquiry Commission has held a meeting with Prime Minister Sushila Karki yesterday. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, in the meeting held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers at Singha Darbar, the office bearers have urged the Prime Minister to extend the term of the Commission by 1 month. Commission Chair Gauri Bahadur Karki said leaders of political parties would be summoned for a statement next week. The commission was formed by a cabinet decision on September 21 to investigate incidents related to the Gen Z movement that took place on September 8 and 9. The Election Commission has designated polling stations and polling centers for the National Assembly member elections scheduled for January 25, 2026. Joint Secretary and Spokesperson at Election Commission Narayan Prasad Bhattrai said polling stations have been fixed in all seven provinces, with voting to be held in the provincial capital districts. Two polling stations have been arranged at each polling center, and voting will take place through an electoral college. Meanwhile, with 77 days remaining for the House of Representatives election, the Election Commission has made public the Civic Education Promotion Resource Booklet for election programs to support election education activities. Prepared mainly for social studies teachers, the Election Education Resource Booklet 2082 has been developed under the slogan of expanding election education and information as a basis for free and fair elections. The 7-chapter booklet is available on the Commission's website and covers election management bodies and laws, compliance with the Election Code of Conduct, monitoring and supervision, as well as the roles and responsibilities of election stakeholders, citizens, including teachers. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Kulman Ghising said if efforts were being coordinated with India to release water to Nepal from Tanakpur Barrage. Inspecting the Tanakpur Barrage at Brahmadev of Kanchanpur district under the third phase of the Mahakali Irrigation Project yesterday, Minister Ghising said continuous requests have been met to the Indian side through the concerned mechanisms of both countries and bilateral meeting to dispatch water to Nepal side. Voting for the new leadership of the 11th National Congress of the Nepal Communist Party CPN-UML has been completed. The voting, which started at 9 a.m. yesterday, concluded early this morning. Although 80 ballots were used in the voting, the UML has stated that it took time to complete the voting while selecting 642 candidates for 19 office bearers and 301 Central Committee members. Out of 2,263 convention representatives, 2,227 cast their votes. Party Chair KP Sharma Oli and Senior Leader Ishwar Pokhrel are contesting for top leadership positions. Now a sports news update. The Armed Police Force APF Club has entered the finals of SAF Women's Club Championship. In the final round robin league match held at Tripureshwar-based Dasharath Stadium yesterday, the APF club secured its place in finals after becoming the group runner-up, playing a goalless draw with East Bengal Club of India. With the goalless draw, East Bengal has also entered the finals of the championship by becoming the group winner. The finals of the championship will be held at the same venue on December 20. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The European Parliament has voted to ban all imports of Russian gas by the end of 2027, marking a major step to cut off funding for Russia's war in Ukraine. A large majority of lawmakers approved the measure during a plenary session in Strasbourg. The legislation passed with 500 votes in favor, 120 against, and 32 abstentions. Lawmakers called the decision historic, saying the European Union is entering a new era free from Russian gas and oil, and that Moscow will no longer be able to use fossil fuels as a political weapon against Europe. Under the new law, long-term pipeline gas contracts will be banned by late 2027, while long-term liquefied natural gas or LNG contracts will be prohibited from January 2027. Also, the short-term gas contracts will be phased out earlier, starting in 2026, including the companies violating the rules will face financial penalties. The move is aimed at ending Europe's dependence on Russian energy following the invasion of Ukraine. The law now requires final approval from EU member states. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy over Karnali and Sudar Paschim province, including the remaining Himalayan regions, while the rest of the country is experiencing mainly fair weather today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sushila Karki says government is focused on implementing good governance and successful conduction of elections. Asian Development Bank approves $100 million aid for Nepal's financial reforms. Commission probing Zenzi incidents request 1 month extension to Prime Minister. And EU Parliament votes to ban Russian gas imports by 2027 over Ukraine war. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.